And one of them was about a fascinating Oklahoma case called Craig versus Boren. And that Boren was, of course, Governor Boren, who was sued just as ex officio by virtue of being governor of Oklahoma. Can I tell you a little bit about that?
Yes.
Case?
Yeah.
There was a sort of get-and-go type facility, a grocery store that sold a lot of beer called the Honk and Holler in Stillwater. The Honk and Holler. And Oklahoma had a law, had passed a law that prohibited the sale of so-called non-intoxicating 3.2 beer. Now, that's an interesting thing, how, you know, 3.2 beer is legally classified as non-intoxicating. Of course, it's about as non-intoxicating as pure alcohol is,
right?
You know, but it's for strange reasons. You know, Oklahoma's Will Rogers said that prohibition was better than no whiskey at all. Oklahoma's always had weird laws for alcohol, but there was this law that Oklahoma passed, a statute that prohibited the sale of 3.2 beer to males under the age of 21, but it allowed females over the age of 18 to purchase it. Women were getting a little extra right here that men didn't have. One of the males who wanted, who Justice Ginsburg called them the thirsty boys, the thirsty boy, Curtis Craig, and he got the owner of the Honk and Holler to join with him, and they brought a lawsuit, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg was working as an attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union, and she advised them, she helped them with an amicus brief, and she was present at the counsel table during the oral argument before the Supreme Court. So Justice Ginsburg had a huge role in this Oklahoma case. And when the court finally decided what to do with it, the court always has to figure out, when you look at a matter of discrimination, and that's what this was, men were discriminated against. When you look at discrimination, there has to be some sort of reason for it. And you have to figure out what level of scrutiny to subject that statute to. And the courts have developed different kinds of scrutiny, but they didn't have a high level of scrutiny for discrimination based upon gender. And the court decided in this case that there would be an intermediate scrutiny applied to discrimination based on gender, under which the state would have to prove the existence of an important governmental objective, and the law must be substantially related to that objective. So that intermediate scrutiny, which became and still is the law for discrimination based on sex, it was applied in the Virginia Military Institute case that Justice Ginsburg wrote as a justice of the Supreme Court, where she, you know, brought women into the Virginia Military Institute. She found that the prohibition against them going there did not pass the intermediate scrutiny. So it's kind of a fascinating Oklahoma case based on the thirsty boys from Stillwater, Oklahoma, that played a big role in women's rights.